This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Jose Quiñones is the CEO of Mission Asset Fund, a nonprofit based in San Francisco that provides financial and other services for people who may not have access to traditional bank accounts. Mr. Quiñones, thank you for joining us and congratulations on the MacArthur.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your interest.
Now, you have a view that for low-income people, it's not really about financial literacy?
You know, that's right. I mean, you know, financial education is important. There's no question about that. But the way that we've managed to implement programs around that, it is basically based on this assumption that, you know, poor people are somewhat broken or they're ignorant or they're just doing things bad or they're doing, you know, have bad behaviors. And well, you know, our view is that actually there's a lot of good things that are happening in low-income communities that are not being recognized. And in fact, people are really financially savvy because they have to be. They have to manage very tight budgets. They think of money all the time, almost to a fault. And so we're sort of starting our programs in with that in mind. And instead of thinking of them as being financially illiterate or they're deficient, we're saying actually let's look at what is right and good in their lives.
And then to build on that, so when you set out with the Mission Asset Fund, you did some watching and listening.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to recognize what was good in people and communities, and one of the things we right away saw that, in particular in immigrant communities, you know, they're really savvy where they know more about interchange rates than most of us do, right? I mean, they manage budgets and household budgets across countries, right? And so we knew that, but we wanted to understand more about how is it that they were actually, you know, saving money. And then that's when we sort of saw and recognized that there's this really rich tradition in the immigrant communities of coming together and lending and saving money together. In Mexico, this activity is called tandas, condinas. All throughout the Caribbean, they're called susus. And, you know, these groups are in there. There's 100 different names all across the world about this. And so we saw that. And instead of just, like, you know, putting it in a box, we said, you know, this is a great activity. Let's start there. Let's start the conversation with what they were already doing. And then from that, we were able to develop, you know, Lending Circles, the program that we have now.
So it's people who are already in a kind of social network who
Correct.
Say, I know that woman. I know that guy. He'll be good for it. I wouldn't
right.
mind lending a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, the way it works is, you know, people come together, either family, coworkers, friends, and they come together in groups of, say, 10 or 12 or 13 people, and they all agree to put in $100, $500, or, you know, $50. And then they sort of, all of a sudden they raise that you know total sum of $1,000, and then somebody takes $1,000 from month one, and then they do it again on the second month, and then somebody else takes it $1,000, and so they do that in rotation until everybody has a chance of getting the total lump sum. So that activity, you know, again is worldwide. It's been happening through millennia, and what we're doing at MAF is basically formalizing that. By having everybody to sign a promissory note that basically makes this activity become visible to the financial systems. And what we do in turn is service that loan, service that promise of paying back, and then also report that activity to the credit bureaus, and thereby helping people build or improve their credit scores by us sending them the payment information to the three national credit bureaus.
And you find it works? It can raise people's credit scores in the traditional credit scoring system?
Yeah, you know, it does. I mean, I was really amazed, frankly, of how effective it was because, I mean, you know, we have to remember that most of the folks that we work with, you know, either have no credit scores or they're just completely invisible to the credit system. About 30% of our clients start with no credit history or no credit score. And a lot of them, in addition, have very thin credit files. And so any positive payment information, frankly, has a really dramatic effect on the credit scores. And so what we did a study and we found that on average, people increase their credit scores by 168 points. Mind you, people start with zero and they go from zero to 600 in over a course of 10 months. But having that credit score is a really monumental moment for people that are invisible because this, you know, this is a score that, you know, gives them the tool, gives them the key to actually access a world of opportunities in the marketplace. And so this is really significant in their lives.
But that's where some financial education could come in, right? Because if you have access
Yes.
to greater traditional credit, you want people to use it wisely.
Yes. You know, there's no question. Financial education, insights, you know, tools, you know, this is like tips. I mean, that's all important. You know, but our stance is that that has to be tied to a, you know, a responsible product to help them enact that that knowledge, right? So not financial education in a void. I think we as in the field know that that doesn't work because, you know, particularly when you're engaging adults, you need to give them information that they can immediately enact so that it becomes a habit throughout their lives. And so we couple, you know, we integrate, we require financial education. So it's not a question about financial education. It's just about, it's about the product. It's about how we created the program to help them, you know, improve their financial security. But more importantly, that is culturally relevant to the immigrant community, right? That is something that is about, you know, their history, their tradition. And people, you know, love that because it's about them, you know. And when people go through our program, they walk out with a little spring on their step, you know, because they feel recognized, they feel empowered. And in that power translate into, you know, engaging other financial providers in a much more meaningful way.
Now, there are pieces of your innovation here that sound a little bit like tapping into micro-lending.
Right.
Is it fair to say that not all micro-lending is created equal?
It's not. I mean, I think there's a different programs, different approaches, different philosophies, you know, and I think that's all great and good. I think, you know, our program, you know, is, you know, we said, you know, let's start with where people are at and build upon what is good in their lives. And so so instead of us coming in with a very prescribed product or program, we said, you know, we know that there's this rich tradition in our communities about coming together and lending and saving money together. And instead of discounting that, instead of saying, like, let's forget that, let's, like, you know what, let's honor that, let's uplift that, and then start the conversation there. So our program is more than just providing loans. Our program is about, let's make sure that they're empowered individuals so that they can, you know, navigate the financial marketplace, you know, efficiently and effectively throughout their lives. So we have different goals in mind than just, you know, getting out loans out there.
And you've sat in with lending circles in action. Generally, people are good for the money. They generally get the money back the way they've promised.
You know, that was one of the really dramatic results of our program. That over the course of the past 8 years since we've been doing this work, you know, we've managed to enroll over 6,000 people in the program. You know, we managed, you know, over $6.2 million in loans, and then the result of that is that, you know, our repayment rate is like 99.3%. So basically, it's like, you know, our default rate is 0.7%. I mean, the industry standard, you know, in the microlending world is more like 12 to 14%. So this is a really dramatic difference in how people are actually, you know, performing in our product. You know, but because I think, again, it goes back to that this is more than just a product. This is our way of recognizing and empowering them, and people are responding in kind.
Jose Quinones is CEO of the nonprofit Mission Asset Fund and one of the 23 recipients of this year's MacArthur Awards, the genius grants, as we like to call them. Mr. Quinones, thank you for this. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.